Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir for Women, Shir number 78. Reb Nachman of Breslov found it very difficult to make his spodidus when he was younger, which means talking one-on-one with Hashem. It was very difficult for him, even though he had a special room set aside for that purpose. He felt it was impossible for him to open and talk to Hashem with any depth, that it went against his nature, went against his personality. Circumstances caused him to turn away from it, but he never gave up. He forced himself to spend many hours in that room speaking to Hashem. And when you read Reb Nachman's biography, and I read several of them, it was true for everything Reb Nachman did in his Avodas Hashem that made him very unique. You know, he used to say himself, people think that I was worthy to have any level of spiritual heights because of the fact that I was a great grandchild of the Baal Shem Tov. He said, no, it was all Avodah. And he had a lot of obstacles. And he was very honest about it. And he allowed Reb Nosson to talk about his personal struggles. Every act seemed like a tremendous burden. He remarked often that his spiritual service would actually crush him. And actually, one thing that drew me a lot to the teachings of Reb Nachman and Reb Nosson is this true honesty. And it was ahead of it at the time, because this type of situation and feeling in Avodah is more our generation. It's fascinating. This is a side point, but it's such an extremely important point. When I started to study Reb Nachman, and especially Reb Nosson, his Talmud, he has a 8-volume Magnus Opus called Likutei Halachas, based on Halachas, but it's a lot different Hashkafa and Hasidus and this and that, and I could look through different pieces there. And it's mamish like he's talking to our generation, where we have these obstacles and we feel these things. So Reb Nachman felt, yes, his spiritual service would crush him, but nevertheless, instead of giving up, he worked hard to find ways to serve Hashem, push himself to grow. I only have the one day. I'm going to ignore tomorrow. I'm going to ignore all future days. I have this one day alone. He has a famous Torah. We quote it. We had Torahs on it. On Hayoyim and Bekoilis Ishmo. Today, if you listen to my voice, Hashem says, today means that you have today. In this way, by telling himself, this is one of the techniques he used to pick himself up. There were others about breaking the being stubborn in the service of Hashem, to picking yourself up all the time. But this is one way how he coped with this, by telling himself that he only had to get through the present day. And ultimately, he ingrained himself those habits that eventually made him into a tremendous, towering tzaddik that he was and is. And we need to take that lesson in our own spiritual journey. Don't say, hey, I'm not Reb Nachman. No one's expecting us to be Reb Nachman, or any tzaddik for that matter. We have to just be the best we can, but it's that lesson. You need to be growth-oriented, not just sitting back and thinking about being spiritual, not even just having that ratzon, but you need to pray, you need to do mitzvahs, you need to learn a lot about the direction that you're going with to connect to Hashem. Actually, Hashgacha Pratis, I just learned today a Kedusha Slevi that quotes a Ramban, and it's in Shavuos, even though at the time of the recording it's not near Shavuos now, but I was learning a Keseder, and he brings a Ramban that brings from Pasuk and Shir Ashirim, Mata Iru Mata Iru Esahava Shetechbats, how to arouse that love feeling, Achetechbats. So whatever Achetechbats means, that until you actually feel that desire for it, but the Ramban teaches like this. He says that in Ta'irum Ta'iru Esahava, you have that tremendous yearning of love to Hashem. What do you do with it? Achetechbats. You grab onto it and make it a chefetz. Klusha Slevi says the word chefetz is like a vessel, a keli. Right away you make a keli, to right away do a mitzvah with that love, to give tzedakah with that love, to do a mitzvah with that love, to learn Torah with that love. When you get that sudden light, that burning desire, or that hesiris, or cry of pain, and you're turning to Hashem because of a tzar. You don't take that to actually do something practical and tangible. Tefillah, or actual physical concrete mitzvah, put tzedakah in the pushka. That's so important. You connect to Hashem that way. Now, it can be very overwhelming. You have so much emotion swirling around, and you don't want to even start, and there's a heavy weight on you. And you tell yourself, Hayoim, 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 I'm focusing on today. I don't have tomorrow to worry about. It's a good lesson in working on B'tochen also. There's so many spiritual tasks I could do. And even if there's 100 today that I have to do, don't get overwhelmed. 1 minute at a time. Wherever you're at, you worry one day at a time. If that's too overwhelming, then 1 hour at a time. 1 half hour at a time, 1 15-minute period at a time. And it really, really works. The Rebbe advised this to his Hasidim and to stay focused, and it helped. It's much easier to put a lot of energy into one day than to put a lot of energy into the entire week or entire month or entire year. So today needs to be a day of focus. And if you feel that weight, don't get discouraged by that weighted feeling. You start with the small pa'ulais. And again, what you do afterwards is you turn to Hashem. Ask Hashem for help. And that goes into the second part of the shir. To pray like a child. To pray like a child. Famous also story with Nachman. He was very sick, close to dying. He had a grandson. His name was Yisrael. Went to visit him. This boy at that time was only 3 or 4 years old. So the Rebbe told Yisrael, pray to Hashem that I should become well again. And the grandson said, give me your watch and I'll pray for you. And the Rebbe smiled. He said, you see, he's already like a Rebbe. He tells me to give something in order to pray for me. He was like putting it in a humorous way. And he handed over the watch. The Rebbe handed over the watch to his little Einikel. And Yisrael took it and said, Hashem, Hashem, please make my Zayda be healthy and well again. And the Hasidim laughed. They thought it was childish. Rav Nachman corrected them. No, you're wrong. This is exactly how we have to ask Hashem for help. With the simplicity of the child. Hashem, Hashem, let my Zayda be well again. And what other way is there to pray to Hashem? There's no other way. The essence of prayer is simplicity. Talking to Hashem like a child talks to a parent. Or like you're talking to a best friend, with authenticity, with vulnerability. So make it a day which you pray like a child. Both lessons are intertwined with one another in the most important way. Never be overwhelmed. And when you feel overwhelmed, you turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, I'm overwhelmed. And you can put a dollar or whatever you do in the pushka. Help me, Hashem, in the schus of the tzedakah. To overcome my overwhelmingness. Do something tangible. And prayer is tangible, by the way. The verbal is also tangible. Hopefully you have enough courage to do an actual tangible good deed, physically, by tzedakah, or kindness, helping somebody. But even if you can't, the prayer is action. That is action. You're turning your hergeshim, and not just wallowing it in, you're connecting and channeling it, and crying out to Hashem. Hayoim today. Focus on today. And when we talk about the other shiurim, when we talk about emunah b'tochen, it's the same concept. Concerning today, working on today, developing today, you only have today, and with the simplicity of a child. No matter how old you are, that you turn to Hashem as a child. Tati, I need your help. Help me through the day. Help me with everything in my life. I feel overwhelmed. Help me. And you're comforted by that. It really, really works. Take one day at a time. No matter how crushingly overwhelmed you feel, grab onto that spark. Connect to Hashem. Commit to saying, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day, but I'm going to start with these little baby steps. You ask Hashem to help you with the baby step. You'll be very surprised very often. One baby step will lead to another. Hashem will open the doors for you. And if you feel he didn't, don't get discouraged. You keep on trying. That's Rav Nachman, and his struggle is all about that. And he's teaching us the way. the yish, the struggle of the giving of hope is the problem. But if you stay focused on relying on Hashem, trusting Hashem, turning to Him like a child, vulnerable, Tati, please help me. He listens. He always listens. And you will feel it. May Hashem help that we should all feel, not just believe it with Amunah and the Betachin, but it should enter our hearts that we actually feel His presence in the way He's talking and responding to us. But as is Hashem, we'll all feel it. Bekarei Mamash. Bracha v'atzlacha.